Welcome back, everyone, to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm your host, Donovan Beery, reporting from How Design Live. This is day three, where we're just our final recap. We're just hours away from the closing party, and I have with me the How Ambassador, Cami Travis Gross. Cami, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking, Donovan.
And how have the ambassador duties been working out this well?
Oh, it's always fun. If it wasn't fun, I wouldn't be doing it. One of the keynote speakers called us hosts. So I feel like we are being hosts, and I would do this even if Hao didn't ask me to.
Hosts is probably a very descriptive like of what you guys have been doing. You guys have a great team. There's 10 of you here this year. And is this like the third or fourth year that you've officially been listed as this, even though you've probably been doing this ever since your second time at Hao?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, my second time at Hao was a long, long, long time ago. So I think this is the third year. That sounds about right. Yeah.
And what events have you seen here? Like, who's the talk you've been most excited about that you've seen? Because there's more done than left at this point.
Oh my God! Yeah, you know, Stefan Mumma's session yesterday always blows me away. His talks always blow me away. But yesterday, it's like, okay, there is a formula for making the audience puddles in your hand. So, and he shared his slide deck with me, and he said, anybody who wants that slide deck, just let him know. So I'm actually going to study that little formula. It's wrote to him, but it's not to me. So getting the little peek behind the curtain is very insightful. That was my favorite session so far.
And he had people, I hear, leaving in tears. They were crying on the way out.
Always. Oh, my God. He does it to me every time he does a storytelling because that's the emotion that he likes to play with. That's his playground.
Yeah, so when he's telling you, like, here's how to get emotion from people, he's actually doing it while he's working, like, so then you know it works. It's not, you're like, oh, this is happening.
He is a master storyteller. He's as good as everybody says he is. He's awesome at it.
And what are you looking forward to out of the one day that we have left here?
Well, I get to introduce Dorothea Volpe. And I'm blanking on her middle name, because he's hyphenated as well. Bavi Colonna Volce? Anyway, but Dorothea, and I met her earlier. She's a little firecracker. And then Regina Gilbert tomorrow, and her talk is about accessibility on websites. So, like, what if you can't see, what hurdles do you have to overcome? Or if you can't hear, or if you have limited range of motion, or if you have to navigate a website with only your voice, how does that work? And to get designers thinking about all that stuff is great. So I'm really looking forward to her session.
No, that's wonderful. And it's because we talk about inclusion, and a lot of times they talk, or diversity, and a lot of times, you know, you initially just go to, like, gender or race, but there's so much more to it, and we need to remember that even hearing impaired is something that needs to be included as well.
Yeah. I last year I met Allie at the closing party. She's hearing impaired, another little firecracker. So fun, and it was so nice to be able to communicate with her at the closing party last year because my voice was gone, but you can sign when you have no voice. So we were signing back and forth last year, and we've been talking to each other back and forth either on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. I was talking with her, one of her interpreters earlier today, and one of her companions who's also hearing impaired, his name is Fang. So it's great that they're here, that they have the opportunity to get this kind of information, and that their lack of hearing does not stop them.
No, that's wonderful to hear. And Cami, it's always good to see you. Thanks for once again hosting, I guess, the How Conference. And we look forward to catching up with you next year.
Thank you, Donovan. Same to you.
We have with us another How Ambassador, Julie Goldsberry. Julie, how are you enjoying How?
I'm loving it, Donovan. And I always love seeing you, my fellow Ginge.
Yeah, they keep going back to Chicago, which is kind of like your hometown in a way. I mean, it's where you're staying. I don't know if it's where you're from, but it's where you've been since I've known you.
First of all, Donovan, how long have we been friends?
Like a decade.
Exactly. I am from Chicago. I grew up just north of the city.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what, you know. I didn't know you when you were like younger. I didn't know where you were born, grew up. I never asked. I'm a terrible person.
You've started to get to know me when I started to age like a fine wine, yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's coming back to Chicago. I don't know why, but I love it because then I get to play host.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do you love it because it's there, you're already there, or is it like, oh, I don't get to travel anywhere?
Well, it's a little stressful going back and forth from the convention or from where the conference is being held to my apartment, but next year I think I might look into just staying down there.
Not the worst of ideas. You know, take a staycation, is that what they're called?
Yes, they are, they are. And then, you know, Lulu the Wonder Cat can go see her grandma, and then she's all happy.
Oh, yeah, because they don't allow pets in these convention centers for some unknown reason. I mean, I would have brought the pug.
The pug and Lulu would have gotten along. They would have had a good time. We would have found them, like, in the corner plotting against us.
Yeah, so it would have been bad. If everyone here had pets, it'd be a madhouse. But what's the best thing you've seen since you've been here at the 2018 How?
Session wise or just in general?
You know, I don't either or. Maybe one of both. Let's surprise me.
Well, other than your beautiful face, Stephen Gates's presentation yesterday, In-House Powerhouse, was pretty amazing. Some good stuff there. I can't think. Maybe the David Bowie posters that I just got from Nina.
They're amazing. And they won. Well, I talked to them, and we'll have that podcast. We'll come out in a couple months. But the guys from GD Loft designed these things, and they flat out won the best of, like, print magazine for the year. And then Nina has printed them on different colored paper because nobody wants to promote salmon paper, you know?
Yeah, who wants to do that?
It probably looked good for the original, but they're like, we're promoting our papers. We're gonna print these on something else.
Totally, totally. Yeah, no, they're great. I have to find wall space for them.
Yeah, I think I'll probably get one up and have to find people to give the others to because I'm also on limited wall space.
They're a set. You have to keep them together. That would be like trying to break up the Beatles and have them all have solo careers.
Yeah, and then we would have been denied the excellent solo career of Ringo Starr when he's still going strong.
Ringo is my mom's favorite. Don't diss Ringo.
He was the first one, I believe, to have a top hit once they broke up. I mean, he was. He was the first one with a hit out the gate.
Yes, this is, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it could also be like NSYNC. Then we would just have Justin Timberlake. And look what happened to Lance, Joey, Chris, and, oh my God, I can't remember, JC. None of them really, I mean, they're doing stuff, but none of them have like a music career like JT.
No, they don't. They do not. And they've never gotten back together either. It's weird.
They got back together this week. They just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Where have you been?
But I mean, they haven't like toured together again.
No, no. And if
they haven't released a new album together.
If they did that, I would spend all my money to go see them as many times as possible.
They might just hole up in Chicago for every show for like a whole summer.
I mean, I would not be opposed to that.
All right, well, what else do we have here in Boston before I take off by, you know, tomorrow that I need to hit?
That you need to hit?
Need to go.
Did you go to Johnny Cupcake's store?
Okay, I was so I did the last couple times, and I was afraid I might miss it because of how the hectic gets and such.
It's right on the corner.
No, I mean, I went to the what I did was I went Sunday before the thing started.
Same.
Yeah, I there's certain things you know to do, and you said I'm not sure if it's going to happen, so I'll just do it first.
Yeah, did you go to the Harry Potter store across the street?
I'm not a Harry. I mean, I don't have anything against Harry Potter. I think
it's from Gryffindor for you, man. Come on.
I think it's because I'm probably 5 years older than when it came out. Like if it would have come out 5 years before, probably would have been a fan.
I was like 19 when it came out, and I read all of them.
No, that's what I mean. Like, if I would have been younger, it came out older. I mean, I was already out of college and like by a number of years. Yeah, like that's if it was in college or high school, I probably would have read them.
All right, fair enough. You have to admit this is your favorite interview you've done today.
Yeah, it is. Now I did see the first half hour of the Harry Potter movie, the first one when it came out on HBO, and then and I think I had to do something, never picked up on it again. It was I didn't have anything bad to say against it. Just didn't have the 47 hours to dedicate to the series.
You also have to remember that Daniel, Emma, and Rupert were very, very young when they started that, and their acting ability does grow and change throughout the series.
No, I had nothing against even the part I saw. I just said I was like, oh man, there's 2.5 hours. I don't have time to watch this, and maybe I'll pick it up later, and never did.
Okay, well, I'm gonna text you and make sure that you do that.
All right, we'll see. Next time I have the 47 hours to commit to the entire series.
You don't have to do it all in a row. You don't have to binge watch Harry Potter.
Netflix has taught me one thing, and that is you can only watch shows in a row. You can't break them up. It's not possible.
You know that that's not good for you to be that sedentary all the time.
It probably isn't, but I mean, these conferences have also taught me that binging is the way to go.
Well, for a conference, absolutely. Because, I mean, if you don't hang out with Smitcat as much as you possibly can when you're with him, you don't get that afterglow feeling of I've been with Smitcat.
And I gotta give Keith props here too, because he's been running the Howie Bar Crawl for a while. I think I've hit parts of three of them over the years, but he's been doing. Do you even know how many of these?
I do not. I met him on the first pub crawl I went to in Chicago in 2011, I think is the first time I came to Howe.
Okay, well, regardless, he has it set up now where it's like, it had to be trial and error. He had it set up 2 hours per bar. They actually moved along, so he was on time at each one, and they were literally, like, all the bars were a total of one block apart between all of them. I was like, why do you pick these places? And then I get there, and I was like, Keith knows what he's doing, and it was run well.
Well, he was trained by Jerome. You know Jerome, right?
I think we've met.
Yeah, so Jerome...
Probably at bars, that's why the I think comes in.
So Jerome has taught Smitcat everything he knows.
Well, he did
and
well.
If you don't know Jerome, you need to make sure you're at the closing party tonight, because I'm pretty sure he's coming in just for it.
And as a Howe ambassador, you guys also do a great job of letting people know about the pub crawl beforehand. You somehow find the people that have registered. You grab them off the street, and you guys do a great job of making it so that they feel welcome.
Yeah, well, I don't just grab people. I ask them if I can hug them, and give them a sticker, and then I tell them about the pub crawl.
And I got my sticker also first day, Sunday, making sure I didn't miss out.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you.
All right. Well, Julie, thank you very much. It's been a great time here at the Howe Conference. Catch up. I recorded a bunch of interviews while here. They'll start going up in the next week or two, and then probably over the next 2 or 3 months. And then also follow the work I did at ninapaperblog.com to find out more. Julie, we will see you in your homestead of 2019 in Chicago.
That sounds like a plan. If you want to talk to me before then, get lowdown on the showdown on what to do. If you want to come early or stay late, let me know.
Chicago's a small town. There's only three things to do. I already know what they are.
What are they, according to you?
Oh, the three things? There's probably pizza there. I hear there's a pizza place. There's probably hot dogs there. I hear about that. Mm-hmm. And the Bears.
Well, yeah, the Bears will not be playing. The Cubs probably will be playing. I don't know if they'll be in town. White Sox, same thing. Hopefully the Blackhawks will get their butt in gear and be in the playoffs. And, I mean, who knows with the Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. It depends on how they do. I mean.
Yeah, well, and there is the potential of a Chicago Fire soccer game. We could go do that.
Oh, so there's more than three things in Chicago.
There are multiple things. You can go up to the top of the Sears Tower. I don't care what the sign says. It's not the Willis Tower. It's the Sears Tower.
Yeah, I've been up there once. It was a long time ago.
Have you been on the ledge where you stand on it and it's glass and you see all the way down?
I don't even know if that was there when I was there last time. I think I was at another tower that did that. But I went. It was probably 92 or 93
It was not there yet. There's also the top of the John Hancock Building, which has a signature room where you can go get a drink or you can go do the tilt. You stand and the glass tilts out and then you're leaning over Michigan Avenue.
I've been up there too. I don't remember if the tilt was there. That was probably about 6 years ago or 7 years ago that I was up there.
I don't think it was there yet.
So what happens is I visit Chicago and then they're like, oh, now let's start putting in cool stuff, I guess. I guess that's what happens.
Well, yeah, because they need to make sure that you come back, but only you. They want you to come back.
All right, well, I'm going to mark my calendar and I'm going to do some more research and find out what other things to check out. But thanks for listening and we'll be back.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.